The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
May a brachas, birchas, tzitzis. Good morning. We are continuing the next bracha. The bracha and the mitzvah of tzitzis, the sativ besitzis. Discuss a little bit the inyan of tzitzis, whether we are men that are actually wearing the tzitzis or women that are together with men or know that there's a concept that men have the tzitzis. The Gemara says many very special things about tzitzis. But before we discuss it, let's just backtrack a drop. Where are we standing right now? We got up this morning, opened up our eyes, and we washed our hands, and we said our brachas, and basically, it's a completely different experience than the rest of the world. From the beginning of the day, we remind ourselves that our hands were given to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu Avodas Hashem, our legs to walk to the right places. And everything we have, our guf and our neshama and our mitzvahs are all from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, before we do any mitzvah, we make a bracha. There's a special halacha, a bracha and a mitzvah has to be oivir l'asiyosim. You make it before you do the mitzvah. By eating food, there's a bracha afterwards. The ikar bracha, the derayah says, birchas hamazon. We also make beforehand. The ikar bracha is afterwards. The idea behind it is, those birchas hamitzvahs, the idea of the bracha is to direct ourselves to pay attention to what the mitzvah is. You shouldn't just do a mitzvah, mitzvahs anoshim ilumodah, which means I just do the mitzvah because that's part of my daily schedule. If we do a mitzvah because it's part of my daily schedule, I'll get some level of reward, but I'm really missing the point. Because every mitzvah, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, is a chetims, is a way to bring us closer to Hashem. Just like the physical world has its laws of nature, Volbe used to say that the spiritual world also has its laws of nature. In the physical world, you light a match, a fire comes out, and it's hot. When you put water on the fire, it puts it out the fire. Both of the physical causes and effects. In the spiritual world, the cause of kesher and zveikus v'kodesh bohu is the mitzvah. And depending how we do the mitzvah, it causes a different level of kesher with v'kodesh bohu. So we can have the most minimal kesher of not being mevatel the mitzvah, and in this case, putting on the tzitzis. But if we pay attention more to the idea behind it, it has a completely different effect on us and a different experience. And I'm saying even for those that aren't wearing it, if you see somebody else wearing it, it also has effect on your kavavan. One will not be mekayim the mitzvah. If he's not mitzvah in the mitzvah and he's not doing the mitzvah, but at least you get something out of it also. So Lamaisa, the Gemara says a few things. The Gemara Menoche says, "U'isim oiso zechartem as kol mitzvah Hashem." If you see the tzitzis, you will remind yourself of all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Shkula mitzvah zu keneged kol mitzvah kulon. There's something that tzitzis that's equivalent to all the mitzvahs, all of them together. It's an amazing thing. And the Gemara continues another brayso. Uriisim oiso, you see the tzitzis, and the tzitzis brings to schira. Like it says, Uriisim oiso zechartim. And then afterwards it says in the pasuk vasisim. Do you see it or remind you of something? And if you remind yourself of something, it'll come to bring you to do things. Later, the Gemara says, the tchelis of the tzitzis is doyme le-yam, and the yam is doyme to the rakia, to the sky, and the sky is doyme to the kitzei ha-kovid. The fact that we have something jutting out of our garment, the tzitzis, transforms this from just being another garment that we're wearing to something that catches our attention and physically reminds us of something different about us. I remember when I was a kid growing up in New York, and not all my neighbors were Jewish. And one of the little kids is asked him, what are those ropes hanging out of your shirt? And even a goy could have to something going on. The only reason we sometimes don't pay attention to it is we get so used to it. But it's something we shouldn't get used to. Every day, we should rouse ourselves that there's something here to remind me of something special. Something special about Klal Yisrael. Like we said before, Oizei Yisrael b'gvura, even the way we wear our clothing, gives us a special gvura. So also the sisters has a special nature. The Charedim says, a lashon of tzitzis, the word, the translation of the word tzitzis is a lashon of meitzitz, to look. Hashem meitzitz menacharochim. Hashem is looking through kavayoch, the cracks in the sky, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mashgiach on us. He's always watching over us. This is one of the ideas in the mitzvahs of tzitzis. That we have something physical to remind us that Hashem is watching over us. In the time that we had the tchelis, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so we had the tchelis that also reminded us, like we're saying of the Kisei HaKovod, which also is that Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that looks over the world. The Gemara says, Chaviv in Yisrael, the Jewish people are so chaviv in the eyes of Hashem, so dear in the eyes of Hashem, that He gave us these seven mitzvahs. Shekosh Bohu, Sivavam the mitzvahs. He surrounded us with mitzvahs. We have the tzitzis on the four corners of our garment. We have the tefillin, the two pairs of tefillin, two parts of the tefillin, Shal Yad Shal Rosh. And we have a mezuzah on a Pesach. Because we are choviv to Hashem, we are beloved to Hashem, that's why Hashem made a situation where we always are surrounded by mitzvahs. And not just mitzvahs in our minds, mitzvahs that we see. We're wearing the tzitzis, we see the tzitzis, the tefillin, we see the tefillin, the mezuzah. When we go in and out of the door, we see the mezuzah. And it says that a person who has these things, He won't be choyte so quickly.
Kol halashon.
Like it says, choyne malach Hashem sov l'reyev v'yichaltzim. That is a malach of Hashem, which is around those people that have Yir Shemayim, and He will save him. What is this malach that's going to save us? So some say that the malach that saves us is the mitzvahs themselves. Every mitzvah brings a certain koach elyon, a siyata shmai from above, to protect us from averus. And the fact that we have mitzvahs constantly around us, and we mekayim those mitzvahs, gives a special protection to us from our yetzahara. So number one is we see that the mitzvah has this element of tov liyareyov, has an inyan of Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim means that I'm always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not hefker. I don't do just whatever I want. I remind myself always I'm under the jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the first thing that we are, aside from the mitzvah itself, we're reminding ourselves that Hashem is around us. We are connected with Hashem through the mitzvahs. And that gives us a special protection. More than that, it says, Chavivim Yisrael, Hashem gave us this because we're chaviv to Him. He wants to keep us close to Him. And the only way we can keep ourselves close to Him is by having these things that are constantly reminding us. Because otherwise we have physical things that are constantly reminding us to run after the physical drives. That's number one. There's another level that the Rambam writes, that there's an inyan of mitzvah sitzes of avas Hashem, of loving Hashem. The Rambam says that what is ava? Ava is a relationship that a person is always thinking about the other person. You have a person that's always thinking about himself. Mele, he has no ava. And the person just involved in himself has no ava to anybody. And a person who's involved in somebody else, or to be husband and wife, or children, or friends, kodesh bohu kamuvan, He can't get his mind off him because of the tremendous amount of ava he has towards them. He's so close to them. So Hashem gave us these mitzvahs that we have constantly on us as a sign of ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I put on the tzitzis and I constantly connect it to Hashem through this mitzvah, that is a sign of ava to Hashem. Rambam writes in the beginning of Sefer Ava, that's one of the svarim of the Rambam, He calls it Ava, and he writes in the beginning, Mo'a hafti Torah secho, kol hayoim hisi chosi. The idea of Ava Satoya, not just person that says, oh, I love Torah. Wonderful. Kol hayoim hisi chosi. I'm constantly involved in it. Well, that's a special thing about the tzitzis. It's something that it's surrounding us constantly, and it's something we physically see that reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The beginning of a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from our physical experience, not from our spiritual experience. The fact that a person says, in my mind, I know that Hashem created the world, He gave us the Torah, He's the greatest. What's in our minds doesn't much affect our actions. What affects our action is our physical experiences. And this is a chavivus that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us this opportunity to put on our clothing a garment that will constantly remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a physical reminder. Reminds us that Meitzis Menach Arochim, reminds us of the Kisei HaKovet, the Ksharim, the knots that we have on it also. There are five knots that remind us of the Chamisha Chumshik Torah. Each one is made of two parts, which reminds us also of the different koichos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 10 koichos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's remembers Tatayag Mitzvahs Bechlal, Tzitzit together with the strings together, all as a gematria of Tayag. But I'll call upon him. The thing itself, that we have this special garment, it's a garment of mitzvah, is something that reminds itself and creates the Yerushalmai and creates the Avot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we're saying, what we really want to bring ourselves to a point that the tzitzis reminds us by something being unusual that we have Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we should take it from there more so that everything we see should remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the brachas. When we're making a bracha and we're eating an apple, now the apple is not just an apple, it's also something that is maskeres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even when we go to the bathroom and we make Asher Yotzer afterwards, by making the bracha, we have transformed that experience from being just an experience that has no mashmos, has no meaning, to something other than makaravas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the basic goal of all the brachas. Not just to suffice with the things that are obvious and externally clear, that they're reminders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to make every experience in life another and another and another reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times a day. That brings us the Yeshua from everything. It says by mitzvah tzitzis that if a person, even though a person is not mechuyev to put on tzitzis, since a person doesn't put on tzitzis, then be'idin ritcha, in times of midas adin, of tzoras, magefas, plagues, he will be punished. In other words, when there's midas adin in the world, and unfortunately we are in a time of midas adin in the world, a person needs a special keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overcome the midas adin. And the midas adin, the thing that overcomes the midas adin is the ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by putting out tzitzis, which gives us this constant reminder that we're constantly involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the essence of Avas Hashem, appreciation of what Hashem gives us every second of our lives, that level of Avas Hashem protects us, b'idin ritcha. So we should be zeicha with the tzitzis themselves, whether we're wearing them or we know that other people are wearing them, remind us of this concept that Hashem gave us this ability to be surrounded by mitzvahs. Constant reminders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ways to improve and make our Yir Shemayim and Avos Hashem more real. And together with that, to remind ourselves, this is just a way to remind ourselves of all the mitzvahs. And all the mitzvahs, like we're saying, include every single one of the mitzvahs. And like we said, that the brachas that we say every day are another Heichet Timsa for us to transform our day-to-day experiences to the experiences of Yir Hashem and Avos Hashem. Like we said, that Malach Hashem Soriv Liyeyev Vayechaltem. If we look at everything in life as something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself is a mitzvah. And that mitzvah creates this malachim that Amir Hashem will protect us from every tzara that we're protected from. We should all have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.